today's episode is sponsored by our premium Patreon subscribers, Madonna Hines with a Sexy J, Chrissy Dougherty, and Mia Hansen Aloha. Thanks.
Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Crappens.
To talk to other Crappens listeners about the shows as they air, come over to facebook.com/watchwhatcrappens.
And to follow us on social media, go to watchwhatcrappens.com to find all our social media links.
And for our bonus episodes and all of our extras, come over and be a premium member over at patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens. That's patreon.com/watchwhatcrappens.
Hey everyone, welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker from bsideblog.com and The Banter Blender, and joining me is the always lovely and acerbic and generally charming and exuberant Ronnie Karam from TrashTalkTV.com and the Rose Pricks Bachelor Podcast and Real Housewives of Beverly Hills audiobooks. Hey, Ronnie, what's going on?
Hello, Ben.
Oh, you sound full of life right now.
Well, I'm just waiting for you to introduce people, so I'm smoking a cigarette out my screen door. So carry on.
I will carry on. Okay, so the other people that you may hear in the background already, we are so excited to have them back. It's Julian Brandy, known from The People's Couch. Welcome back to the show, guys and gals.
Thank you.
What's going on? Do you like that nice awkward intro?
Mm-hmm. I love an awkward intro.
Very good.
Yeah.
Isn't that a sexual position? It's called awkward intro.
Yeah.
Ronnie's doing my favorite one called smoking out the screen door.
Yeah. Yeah.
SOTSD. Do you feel me inside of you? Do you feel me inside of you? I'm smoking at your screen door. Smoking at your screen door.
Why don't you tell
it ends with a queef. Go on.
why don't you tell everyone where they can find you on social media?
Okay, I am at the Brandy Howard. This is Brandy's voice. I want everyone out there to know, because Julie's going to say more offensive shit than me, and I don't want to get blamed. This is Julie at Mr. Julie Goldman. Being gay is a choice.
You guys, pedophilia is totally fine. That was Brandy who said that.
It's fine.
That was Milo Yiannopoulos.
That's right.
Also, well, you guys are the reason I brought up a Milo joke is because you guys are currently doing a new podcast called Dumb Gay Politics. Or is it Big right. Dumb Gay Politics?
Dumb Gay Politics with
Dumb
Julie
Gay Politics.
Brandy. That's right. Thank you.
Yes. What a perfect fucking time to start a political podcast.
Yeah.
I mean,
thank you. Or the worst time, because people are very, very intense.
Oh my God.
Speaking of, well, we're trying to get Milo to come on. We want to talk to him.
Oh, wow.
Now's a good time. He'll do it now. No one else will have him.
Yeah. Have you guys gotten any pushback or blowback from anything that's you guys have said on the podcast yet?
We've gotten a little because Brandy said that when the march went on, I was like, I'm happy everyone's marching and I'm proud of everyone, but like, I don't need people who voted for Hillary Clinton holding signs that say like, oh, grab this pussy. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure Bill Clinton was a big pussy grabber. I don't have a crystal ball to know that. And so I just was like, you know, I mean, I had to point out the hypocrisy. It wasn't anything against the march. But, you know, people got mad because it's all about consent.
Yeah.
Consent.
Right.
Well, he did say they let him do it, Trump. He was like, you can grab him by the pussy and they let you do it. So, I mean, I think that's called consent.
Yeah, that's true. Also, just to not to beat a dead pussy grabber, but he was talking about it. Also, Bill Clinton actually did fuck an intern in the Oval Office. So anyone that wants to get into it, let's get into it. You know what I'm saying? Let's get into it.
Well,
I'm not afraid.
At least he fucked someone in the Oval Office and not in Vegas. Am I right, everyone?
Or in Russia, apparently.
Or in Russia. So speaking of Vegas, that was my little segue. Why don't we get
I hope that doesn't make people not want to listen, because Julie's like a huge lesbian. That's like real lesbian.
Real lesbian.
You guys are kind of our counterparts. You know, we're like little besties who do a show together, and you're little besties who do a show together. Mm-hmm. So if anyone's going to get offended, I think they would not be listening in the first place.
That is true.
Good.
They would have already been sick of us.
It's super whatever. But we do like to try and, as I'm a middle child and I'm trying very hard, we do like to try and see all sides, even though we will lean towards the gay side.
Yeah. Lean gay.
And Julie's insane. So basically, and I'm the idiot. So, I'm the dumb and the dumb gay.
Well, we always like when things lean gay anyway. So, I think anyone who leans away from gay, I mean, they're missing out on so much greatness.
They're missing out on good head.
Okay.
That's right.
That's right. Any
guess? So,
right?
Guys.
Yeah.
Speaking of good head, pump rules. Pump rules. Okay, so let me ask you, what happened with the after show? What's going on? I'm sorry, I didn't tell you what I was going to ask you, because this is not Letterman. But I'm curious, because loved you on that. What's happening with that? Why isn't it happening? We need it.
Oh, thank you. Well, it's clearly not going to happen. They
a little late.
And by the way, no one ever called us. Bravo. They love us over there, man. Yeah. We are like the ginger no one wants. Basically, I think, the word on the street was just that our impression was that the way the storylines were going, they just weren't weighty enough to like carry an after show week to week. But we never really got that said. But I mean, from watching it, I think we know it's true. I mean, like, what would we say? Like, every week it would just be like, well, that was fake. Well, that was planned. And if one more one of those motherfuckers cries, I'm going to punch one of my dogs. I can't handle four people cry, like four grown men.
I don't have to be around couples anymore. Don't you understand? I can't be around couples. I just can't do it no more. Don't you know?
How could you kiss in front of me when I'm not in a couple? How could you be so insensitive?
My eyes.
My eyes are burning. Oh, the emptiness.
And then Jack's crying. That asshole. They're like putting fucking like cayenne in their eyes to like. I'm like, wow. And the thing is, Stassi is a great actress. I don't know if you guys saw her on Sharknado 10 or whatever. Oh. She was like so good.
So good.
I'm familiar with her work on The Amazing Race Family Edition. That's my go-to reference with her.
Wow, you go way back before the chin implant.
Yeah. Well, check out Sharknado, because it's good.
I hear it covers thematic territory that's very similar to Amazing Race, so I'm in.
Yeah, exactly.
But could it be Kim Richards in Sharknado, like 22, when she got smashed by a shark? She's like, hey, Kyle, it's me, Kim!
And she's a like shark a full came scientist. Down and just
splattered her all over the sidewalk.
She didn't have, because somebody else like Sheree or Nene or someone else got smashed
too. Oh, that's right.
Stassi is a full scientist. Yeah. She has a huge part and she is by far, I mean, head and shoulders, the best actor.
Literally. She's like, everyone run to shelter now. There's a tornado and it's filled with sharks. Follow me.
No, she's good. I'm not even kidding you guys. And she was like tweeting Ryan Murphy, tweeting about, what's that Ryan Murphy show where they kill people? The little
American Horror Story?
American Horror Story.
Oh, Scream Queens.
Feud. Glee. Oh, yeah.
She would tweet, like, 100 tweets a day about Scream Queens. And I was like, this bitch is trying to get Ryan Murphy to put her on that show. Mm-hmm. And then when I saw her act, I was like, and you know what? He should. She's really
why
good.
Why not? Is that show coming back?
I don't know.
Probably.
I think people like it.
You guys, I think you're hitting your mic or your phone headphones mic might be being...
It's true. Oh, here. She can't stop fucking playing around with pens.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah, or if you need to like drum your fingers on the table, use your lap. Okay.
Yep, got it.
I tell Ben.
I have like a full-on like Appalachian clogging thing going on here on my lap right now.
Today we did another show, Kate Casey's show, and so we were in her studio, and I saw it. I saw what you were doing. Like, now I have a visual.
Oh, I didn't even realize.
Because when you talk like a politician, and you, like, you're like, and here's this point, and here's this point. And you like put your hands on the table. You're like, here's this point and this point. Right. Yeah, that's what it is. Okay, so let's start at the start. Let's start at the start, guys. My English is killing it today. Of Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
So we left off. Everybody's shit-faced in, you know, the shithole that is Nola at the moment. And Brittany is like, I don't know how you could apologize to her for stuff you did, but yet you're mean to me and you don't apologize to me. Like, I don't think we can compare the reasons that Jax is, like, shitty to Stassi to the reasons Jax is shitty to you. Like, Stassi has more to be angry about than, you know, a sandwich request.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
However, no girl ever wants to witness that bullshit.
Yeah. I don't know that I'd be too happy if my boyfriend / girlfriend cried in front of me to their ex.
Why isn't Brittany mad about that? She's like, remember that time you asked for a sandwich? I'm like, this bitch just started like sobbing. Like, let's list all the shit Jax did to Stassi. Fucked her best friend. Fucked, I don't know how many bus girls.
Fucked everyone in Vegas.
Yeah, like got her addicted to coke or whatever. There's a lot. My
God. He got me addicted to coke too.
I think that Brittany is just trying to cut him off at the pass. Like, she knows what Jax is capable of, so she's gonna have him start saying sorry now, just at the basic, like, you made me make you a sandwich when I didn't want to. Just keep it at like that simple level, and hopefully he won't go much further than that.
Well, on the defense of Brittany, I would say he does demean her. He does talk down to her. And I like Jax. And I would say this is, you know, he's a nice guy and all that stuff. But he does treat her like shit. And he's treated her like shit a lot on camera. Yeah. And I can only imagine how he treats her when they're actually off camera living their lives. Like, you know, he says in front of their friends, I pay your bills. You sit on the couch. You don't do anything. I got your tits for you. Blah, blah. Like, he's demeaning. He is.
Very demeaning. But also she, I mean, it's not like she just discovered this when she started dating him. I mean, it was his awfulness was well documented on national TV for years.
Exactly.
That's true.
And also she should be mad. She should be like, Stassi, why are you crying to my boyfriend? Exactly. Like, I'm here. I mean, like, sorry, I got these big, huge titties, but like, you need to go find your own boyfriend. You got your titties.
Exactly.
Get your tits. Be for my tip.
Well, I need that Kentucky from Brittany.
If we were still doing the after show, I would absolutely be like, your next storyline needs to be like, fuck off out of my life, Stassi. Get away from Jax.
Yeah, I think that would be a very good storyline for Brittany to follow. I also, by the way, I felt bad for Jax because he said, you're kicking a dead horse. And even Brittany knew that wasn't a saying. And when even Brittany knows that, you know you've gone down a bad path.
Well, he knew
when
he said
Kristen's
it.
Dead? Who killed Kristen?
I love playing that game, kicking a dead horse. We always have dead horses around the farm.
They made me question it. I was like, wait, what's the saying?
Well, he knew when he said it because he was like, stop kicking a dead horse. And he stopped and he looked and he went, wait a minute. And he did that before, too. He said something that he was like, wait a minute.
Well, that's one of those things where I can't tell if he's just pretending he's dumb, because a lot of times they do. Kristen's famous for that. You know, she'll be like, she'll say something stupid to be funny, but it's like, why is that your personality trait that you want to get out there on TV? Like, I don't know any sayings.
Yeah. But I mean, not to jump ahead, but that whole morning scene between them made me want to fucking vom. I was like, stop grabbing your dick.
Oh yeah.
Stop being disgusting and gross. I was like, break up with him right now, Brittany. Break up with him. He's going to cheat on you next season. It's so obs.
Yeah, I understand why Brittany was irritable. I mean, the guy like just Dutch ovened her in the bed. This is the way we started the show, with him farting in bed while she's trying to get ready for a fancy lunch at Galatoire's.
And he's so Jax too, because he's like, "What was that?" She's like, "You farted." He's like, "Oh, that wasn't you." He doesn't even know at this point. Like, way to make people think you're not gay. Like, you don't even know when you fart.
By the way, I have to say, I feel like I have to mention how amused I was that Sheena was playing Pokemon Go. I don't know why the idea of, because I feel like she sort of is a Pokemon that needs to be captured. I don't know.
She definitely looks very cartoony.
Like a manga.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, we're all thinking maybe if you didn't play so much Pokemon, your marriage would still be together, Sheena.
I like to think of like Pikachu running away, actively running away from Sheena. Like they're like, oh, here she comes. Let's go to the next gym or whatever they call it.
These Pokemon are so fast. Maybe that's why she couldn't find Shay that whole weekend. She was just looking at the Pokemon. Shay!
I think I'll have one of each of the prime Pokemons.
Yeah, so that couple is in such trouble. I mean, they're waking up in New Orleans. This poor guy hasn't been able to have a drink on camera, you know, and she's playing Pokemon in bed. I'm thinking, this guy's out of here. I can't believe he's lasted this long.
But they're more in love than ever. Oh, that was on the other episode.
Well,
I keep forgetting.
We cannot deal, just to take it back, like our pet peeve is the goddamn, like, the naked lady book. That's the kiss of divorce on every show. Yeah, like Yolanda and Peter.
Yeah. My love. Oh, my love. I made this beautiful book for you, my love. It's called Limes in the Lemon Trees. And I'm naked in them, my love. Ooh, this one is naked of me, my love, with chicks all over me, my love. Ooh.
The sisterhood of the traveling white lime jeans.
Exactly.
Not even romantic, Yolanda. Book.
Fucking yeah, with their photo shoot, and then all of a sudden he's like, "Ooh, thank you. Oh yeah. Ooh, you're so hot." And then she's like, "He's gonna want to get back to the hotel room right away." And then he's like, "Oh no, I'm so much more in love with you now than I've ever been in my life." Meanwhile, they are divorced.
Yeah, he's never been in love with her. So for him to say he's more in love with her than ever before, it just means he has like a slight like moment where he felt something, and then it's gone again.
Yeah, I don't think it's a problem marrying an alcoholic, but I do think it's a problem marrying an alcoholic and then sobering them up, because right. That's not the same person you married. I mean, that person was drunk enough to marry your stupid ass in the first place. You need to keep him around. Don't go improving your man. If you need to improve something, get a new bathroom. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think they'd still be together if she was like down with a little pillage.
Yeah, exactly.
Shay's completely nice too, but I mean, remember the alligator thing when he's like, I mean, listen, Sheena's super annoying. You know, she's really, really annoying. And we just had to talk about how annoying she is or whatever. I was like, geez. I mean, God. It was such great advice, such sage, amazing advice. And I mean, what was Kristen's fucking boyfriend doing in every scene?
Oh my God. That guy's not the talking. Worst.
Yeah.
Why is he in? Is he a groomsman? I was downright horrified.
Yeah, that guy is absolutely the worst. I wish he wasn't on. And he was fine when he didn't speak, but now he's speaking and he's taking Kristen's side.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, I know you're not paying any of the bills, but the least you could do is watch some Bravo on demand or something on TV. I mean, or online. Like, figure out who you're dating. Don't ever stand up for Kristen.
And like the show Evolution, Brushing Company doesn't care that, I mean, the audience isn't made up of like all morons. There's at least like 20 smart people watching the show who are like, he's not even friends with freaking Tom Schwartz. Why is he groomsman?
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. Is he a groomsman, you guys? Have you guys confirmed that he's a groomsman, or was he just lurking on the weekend?
I can't tell, because he does seem to lurk very well. That's like one of his that's like one of his skill sets is like lurking. He just like shows up.
That's true. He is a professional lurker.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy's just always around waiting for someone to pay for cheese sticks.
And he did not get in drag. He did not get in drag, which makes me think he might not have been a groomsman. Or
that's true. He did not.
Insecure.
Well, neither did Shay. And Shay definitely is one, right? Because they're real friends. I couldn't even believe, like, Shay didn't even. Shay's like, I can't even be bothered to go out. And I'm like, guys, that's like their actual friends.
He had sun poisoning, so I wish he would just, like, back off.
I was hoping he got like alligator, some kind of alligator disease from that swamp water. And P.S., if someone puts a fucking snake in the Krispy Kreme, you can consider yourself an ex-friend. I will fucking break up with you so hard and lose your number. Like, don't ever. Like, they kept doing it. The kept joke was done. It. I was like, I'm going to have a Coke heart attack in my own bed watching this. Like, I can't even
like that. I was so glad I didn't have friends like that. I was like every corner, they'd turn around. I was like, oh, and here's a baby alligator on your face. It's like, enough with the reptiles.
Yeah. So annoying.
So the episode, basically the first half of it was the competing boys and girls outings. Okay, Stassi was like, let's go to like, oh, that's Sheena talking, sorry. Like, this well, before, I forgot where I was for a minute.
Well, before you get into the outings, it's important to note that, I mean, we're sitting here talking about, you know, farts and Pokemon, but the real significant thing that happened at the top of this episode was the fact that Tom and Katie, despite their rock-solid vows to each other, have gotten into a fight, and she was rage-texting. And it was pertaining to some sort of Uber situation where it was 4 a.m. and she was tired. She wanted to get a car. And he was like, Bubba, let's walk a little farther. And then she got mad at him. And then I actually, honestly, I'm not sure I could really track this fight. It was something that I think she was mad that he wanted to walk instead of getting her car. But then they called the car, but she was still mad. I don't know. Maybe you guys can fill me in.
I can't believe you got that much out of it. I was sitting there like, Julie and I used to like work on a reality show. And the golden rule was like, if the fight wasn't caught on camera or if the scene wasn't on camera, then you don't talk about it later. Like I was... And I don't even agree with that rule, but never more than that fight that they talked about. I was like, what are they talking about? What is they fighting about? What the fuck are they talking even? And then it was like, he slept on the couch. I mean, like.
When you've got Tom and Katie, and you know Katie's like a messy alcoholic and she's the villain of the season. You've got them wandering around the streets drunk in New Orleans. Why the fuck would you let people go to bed? I mean, yeah. Get a second crew. There needs to be somebody up all night.
Yeah.
Completely. Yeah, they sure managed to catch everyone's trips up to the hotel bathroom the night when it all went down with Dodie being a basic bitch.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like, wait, is someone peeing? Get the crew. Get the crew. Jax is pissing again.
Yeah. He's gone to the bathroom for the 100th time tonight. Weirdly, Katie's been in the hotel room this whole time. She didn't see any of it go down. What's she been doing in there?
Like on The Bachelor, they all have producers assigned to them. I like the thought that there's just some intern assigned to Jax's shit schedule, you know? It's like, that was Jax's shit crew. But yeah, that fight was really weird because, of course, Tom's on the couch. That wasn't that shocking, but it's like the same abuse thing over and over again with these two. He's like, hey, Bubba, remember last night when you were mean to me? And she's like, why didn't you come to bed?
Turned her to a diner waitress.
You don't ever have my back. Why don't you have my back, Tom? God, don't ever stand up for Ariana again.
Oh no, Lala.
Lala. Don't stand up for Lala and Ariana again. Damn it, Tom.
Was Lala the Uber driver? I don't understand.
Exactly.
It's just like the constant fight about Lala, who's not even there anymore. Meanwhile, Lala's on Snapchat like, yeah, girls, Martin Luther King, am I right?
I'd let him tap my ass. I love black dicks.
She's like, turns out, honey boo-boo, I'm now dating a rich, white, ugly, disgusting guy with halitosis. That is true. P.S. She does say honey boo-boo.
Oh, yeah. It's an acting exercise.
Well, Katie ends this fight by you-are-ing him. She's like, you're just being like that because you're still drunk. So she's trying to turn around the drunk rage onto Tom, which I think is funny. That's so this show. Mm-hmm. It's like, you're mad when you're drunk, Bubba. Nuh-uh, you're drunk, and that's why you're mad. It's like, oh, geez, please never go to court. I'm so glad they got a prenup.
Yeah.
I mean, even when he's mad, he's, like, so soft-spoken. I don't think he could summon any rage. Yeah, he should definitely get out of the acting game, because his reality acting is, like...
Well, my favorite fighting is when they fight, and this was for Vanderpump, and this is for all of the housewives and everyone. When they fight in costumes,
yes,
that is my favorite.
Yes.
Because when they got into that fight with they're in the drag and they're yelling at each other. I was like, this is heaven.
It's Vicky dressed in the 80s. Exactly. Yep. It's like everything. They go back to that clip all the time. Vicky just like losing her mind with her hair crimped.
The absolute best one.
Yeah.
Was the fucking lingerie.
Oh my God, in Atlanta.
Because that was a real fight.
Yeah.
Literal lingerie.
Yeah.
And then there was an actual real physical fight.
Yeah.
That was the best one. You're right. And Candy's like, you better back up off me. And I was like, she's in like a teddy.
Yeah.
Sandoval and Tom Schwartz never even took their wigs off. I'm sorry. No, Sandoval did upstairs after that. He got
after
off the elevator.
After he called him Sia. Then he took the wig off.
But they kept the wigs on.
When they called him Sia, Carter, when they got to that fight, Carter's like, grow up, man. What did he say? You're supposed to grow up and you just grew up to be Sia. And then Tom Sandoval's like, whoa, bro. Whoa. Grew up to be Sia, bro.
He took off his wig in shame.
Yeah. He was so upset.
I was like, thank God someone got him to take the wig off. I couldn't handle how much he was enjoying that.
Yeah.
God.
Ronnie, all of this talk about Vanderpump Rules going to New Orleans makes me think of all the food that's down there, and then that makes me super hungry.
No kidding. And then Lisa Vanderpump trying to come up with new dishes and they all suck. Hey, Lisa Vanderpump, why don't you get HelloFresh?
Yeah. Darling, HelloFresh, do they have Lou de Mer? Perhaps. We don't know. But I'll tell you one thing. Everything that I've had from HelloFresh has been amazing and a lot more amazing than that cabbage soup looked. No offense.
Yes. Yeah, no offense. But these people send you fresh, beautiful things. I think Lisa Vanderpump walked into the kitchen and was like, just do something with what you've got, you know, which, I mean, the poor guy could only make ahi tuna with beets. It's like literally all they have there. But not with HelloFresh. You get a whole box of freshness. And they're all separated into color-coded little bags. So all your recipes tell you, you know exactly what it's for. It comes in a nice, cooled box. You see all your recipes and you know exactly how to make what you're about to make.
And you feel loved because it's like you're getting a present and it's like a big box full of food. Darling, I was inspired. I got this box from HelloFresh and I thought to myself, at Sir, we should say hello more and cook food that's actually fresh.
Be nice to HelloFresh. No, HelloFresh, if you're talking about Vanderpump Rules chefs, HelloFresh is more Chef Penny than Chef Joe.
Yes.
Way more creative, guys.
Yeah. It actually is like really, really good. I mean, we talk about it all the time and it's not bullshit. Oh, am I allowed to say bullshit in an ad? Well, guess what? I just did. Because the truth is, it has changed the way I make my burgers, by the way, because now I know how to melt my cheese properly because of the recipe from HelloFresh. And it changed the way I make pork chops. I just bought four pork chops that I'll be, they're actually in the freezer, which means I'll probably get a HelloFresh box because I don't feel like thawing out my pork chops.
HelloFresh is the meal kit delivery service, and it makes cooking fun, easy, and convenient.
Yes, each week, HelloFresh creates new delicious recipes like Lou de Mer! Well, don't quote us on that. They may not do Lou de Mer. That's just a Vanderpump Rules reference. Oh my god, I don't want to get in trouble with HelloFresh. But maybe if you write to them, they'll include a Lou de Mer recipe for us. probably not. So, but they do have these create new delicious recipes with step-by-step instructions designed to take around 30 minutes for everyone from novices to seasoned home cooks short on time. And by the way, that's true too. I remember opening up my recipe thing and being like, this is like three things. How am I going to make this in 30 minutes? And I did.
Yeah, you actually do. And it's using ingredients you're not going to buy at the grocery store. There were things in there that I was like, I would never buy this. And it's perfectly portioned, already there, and delicious. Like, it's taught me how to use new things.
Yeah.
HelloFresh sources the freshest ingredients measured to the exact quantities needed. So there's no food waste.
Yeah. And they actually employ a full-time registered dietitian on staff who reviews each recipe to ensure it is nutritionally balanced.
All delivered to your doorstep in a special insulated box for free.
So if you want $35 off your first week of deliveries, visit HelloFresh.com and enter the promo code CRAPPENS35. That's CRAPPENS35 when you subscribe.
Yes, do it. You'll remember it because it's $35 off your first week of deliveries. HelloFresh.com. Promo code CRAPPENS35. Okay, so competing party. So the guys went on. They're like, we're guys. Alligators. I personally enjoyed the girls' party the best because these girls are so awful to each other. It's like, Stassi's like, this is where I come with my dad. And then they show a picture of her and her dad in the restaurant. And her dad's looking at the ceiling like, get me the fuck out of here. Here I am again with fucking Stassi, you know. And then the girls immediately just try and rip them apart, the couple.
And then here's what you also don't want to hear at a party that I think I heard 50 times during that party. Was like, we're having the most fun. Right, girls?
Yeah.
Right.
And then they cut to Katie chowing down on the bread. Like, yeah, most fun.
We know how to have fun. The boys probably aren't even having as much fun as we're having. Right, girls? Right.
I'll bet the boys don't even have people refilling their water on time. Right, girls? This is where the real party is.
Yeah.
And then Kristen and Sheena are like, I'm seriously going to throw up if I smell this nasty ass fish. And they have to peace out. And she's like, Stassi's like, let the anorexics go. And I was like, touche.
Fucking Sheena. I can't be around anything with claws. So, like, no. And then this time she's like, I can't be around things with shells.
I don't want to work for it.
She's a claws word. She's like, would you eat a cat?
We never mind that she's a waitress and she serves this shit on the regular.
Does anyone from Vanderpump listen to this, you guys?
Stassi.
Yes.
Oh. Stassi listens.
It's okay. No. They can take it.
Well, yeah. I mean, we haven't talked. I mean, I was going to say, what was that thing that Stassi said in the interview that was the funniest thing anyone's ever said? Oh, this has to be in the top 10 funniest things. This is right up there with, like, Who Gonna Check Me Boo and shit, straight up. And, okay. Like, Goodnight Trash Box. She fucking said he looked like Tiffany with an eye who asked you to give her a ride to the check cashing place. I was like, shut the fucking game down.
When did she say that?
Jax looks like your friend Tiffany, oh, who spells her name with an eye, who asks you for a ride to the check cashing place. And then
to get cigarettes.
For, yeah, another ride to 7-Eleven after. I was like, bitch, you shut the game down.
Stoss is always good for those one-liners.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Stop hitting your mic, God damn it. What are you doing to that mic?
I didn't touch it.
Yes, you did. You backed up.
Oh.
Back it up.
Stop
so
barking.
This lunch, the girls, you know, the girls who are disgusted by shells, Sheena and Kristen. Kristen's like, seriously, you can't do shells. So they go off to the side, and Kristen's like, seriously, like last night, I don't even know if Katie remembers, but like last night I had to tell Tom, like me and Carter, like had a serious situation with Schwartz, and we were like, we figured it out. Like we finally figured it out. I'm like, Kristen, you get a job.
Yeah.
Honestly.
So they've decided that Katie's a raging bitch because Tom cheated in Vegas a long time ago, and they're trying to bring this back like it's some secret that we've never heard about, but they've already fought about that for like 2 seasons.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I mean,
this
is also
that
the
he
easiest
the girl and thing is not right. Isn't that part of the thing or no?
Well, yeah, now he's claiming he woke up in the room.
Oh,
right.
But he doesn't remember, Bubba.
Right. But I can't take it. But then Tom Sandoval is like, there's no way you could have even done it, man. Like, your dick wouldn't have even gone in there, inside there.
I tried, bro. I helicoptered you for like 30 minutes and nothing.
Seriously, I put it in my mouth for 5 solid minutes and I couldn't get it hard. Because right when he said he couldn't have done anything, he's like, shut it. I was like, oh, let us get the tea, please. Let us get all the tea. They don't do anything separately. I can't wait for them to confess their love.
Yeah.
So Kristen and Sheena hatched this plan that because they've had this Goodwill Hunting moment where they've figured out the root of all the evil, they're going to...
How about them apples?
Seriously? So they're going to confront... They've decided that they're going to confront Tom later tonight and make... He has to own it, Lee Sermon-esque style. And then that way Katie can finally move on. I'm like, no, I don't think Katie's going to move on that quickly. I mean, she was cheated on and she has scars, understandably so. But, you know, they've had their stupid plan. And, you know, I like it on these shows. So I'm like, all for it.
Yeah, hold that grudge, Katie. Hold that grudge, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, hold that grudge, girl. Fuck other people? That was in 2014. He must have fucked at least a couple other people by now.
That's why she couldn't stay on Lala, because...
Because she doesn't trust him.
Yeah.
She can't. There's no... He's... For whatever reason, I mean, my armchair therapy would say there's no possible way she can have any other like sexy girls around him or anyone or whatever, because she doesn't trust him and he hasn't proven that he's trustworthy. So they're just fucked.
They're fucked. They're really like, fucked.
But he has proven that he's poor and that he doesn't like spending money. And Lala ho. So I think she's safe on that one. Lala's like waiting for a plane. She's not just gonna fuck somebody, you know, like some fat model. No offense, Tom. Yeah.
Right. Well, that's true, I should think. But I just don't think Katie's ever going to trust him.
Yeah, it's hard. I mean, like,
yes, I don't know.
I think it's, I mean, I actually understand, as much as Katie annoys me this season, I actually understand her rage, if that's the source of it. Because, I mean, how can you trust this guy who cheated on you? Because you know that he slept with some hoe. You know, it wasn't a kiss. All right.
Sorry. But then you think, then why are you getting married? Like, why are you doing that to yourself? You've put yourself in this situation.
Yes.
You're creating it. You're stirring your own pot. You're letting the cycle go. It's your fault. And at this point, after 2 or 3 years or whatever, if you haven't gotten over it and you're still punishing him for it, I blame you. Because you're in the situation. You're saying.
I think you're underestimating how painful it is to be a girl on Pinterest without wedding pictures.
Really, I think you're actually right about that.
Really,
that is true. You're right.
Like,
we're all right.
Yeah.
I can't even walk down the street without people kissing. supposed to live? How am I supposed to be alive?
She's in a crosswalk and the don't walk starts flashing and she's like, oh, look, there's a single person flashing at me. Just one person walking alone on that traffic signal. Exactly. Mocking me. Ben. So, no, I love like, a Ben.
I was having a vision of Stassi having a moment with a crosswalk sign. I was visualizing and I accidentally forgot I was on a podcast because it was such a striking image.
Yeah.
And then I was thinking, how can I transition this to the Swamp Tour? And by the way, Swamp Tour is the original name of this show.
Oh.
That was the first working title.
Yeah. Swamp working title Tour? Of Vanderpump Rules, Swamp Tour.
Yeah.
I just have to add one quick thing before I forget to say it because it's extremely important. But Katie, I know all this talk about cheating. I totally agree with what you're saying, Julie. But at the same time, Katie was the one giving the over the pants hand job to that dude 2 seasons ago.
Oh, yeah.
It's not like Katie. So innocent.
He motorboated her. Remember?
Oh, but yeah. Wasn't it like a dick boat? Like what were they calling it? It was like a dick motorboat, over the pants dick motorboat or something, where she was like motorboating his dick.
Yeah.
I forgot about that little chapter in Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah, they all hoes.
Yeah.
They all hoes. You can't be just saying.
I've never seen any of them wash their hands. You know, all those guys at the very least give each other hand jobs every once in a while. They've all got the same damn scars. Scabs or whatever. So you're going to get it, you know. It's like cheating, even if you're not cheating.
Yeah.
I mean, she already should have dropped him just from the fact that he never, no matter what, Jax talks so much shit about her on camera to his face. He'll be like, you don't want to marry her. Don't marry her. Just don't marry her. It'll be the biggest mistake of your life. And then he still stays friends with him.
Yeah.
And like right in front of her face, he's never stopped being friends with him. And it's like, there's nothing she can do. So that's another reason that she can't handle that he won't talk shit about Ariana, because he never will talk shit about anyone. Like, he'll never take anyone's side over her. Now, I don't think she can take criticism. I think he's right about that. And I definitely think he's more emotionally mature than her. But he just stays friends with pieces of shit.
Yeah,
that's true. But she's a piece of shit, too. Like, she's the perfect example of him staying with pieces of shit. I mean, all that stuff that she did with Lala was so mean. Those girls were so mean to Lala when she first got there.
They were great. And she still won't take responsibility for that. Even in this, I think it was this episode or the episode before, Tom Sandoval's like, weren't you mean to La La La? And she's like, what? You didn't like her? You guys didn't like her either.
She's like, I didn't come to this bachelorette trip to have my things thrown in my face. Except for iceberg lattice.
At least be honest and be like, yeah, you were fucking mean to her. You're a real cunt.
Yeah, she won't. She's like, it's all editing. It's all editing.
It's all editing.
Nobody can try and be Stassi. The only one who can pull that off and rule and be likable is Stassi.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When she's like, I don't know what your problem is, but I'll take a Pinot Grigio.
One of the greatest lines of all time.
I mean, like, she's the only one. She would be the cattiest, skinny bitch eating cigarettes, breakfast, lunch, and dinner on the first season and would be so fucking cunty to Sheena. And everybody was like, slow clap. Everyone loved her.
Because she just goes for it. She just goes and she just revels in it. Whereas Katie actually likes to see herself as like a nice girl. Like, I'm a girl's girl. I'm just like a sweet, nice girl. And like, no, you're actually really nasty.
Yeah. Stassi's awful, but at least she's trying to make a joke. Like,
yeah, she's
sometimes
funny.
She probably doesn't even hate those people. She's just trying to be funny. But Katie's not. You know, Katie's serious. She's like, that girl's like a whore. I'm like, shut up, Katie. Go hide behind a salt and pepper tray.
Yeah, it's amazing what you can get away with if you're funny. It's like Alec Baldwin. He called his daughter a pig. And we're still like, oh, we love Alec Baldwin.
Yeah,
true. I know people online were like, who hasn't called their daughter a pig? Or like, who hasn't felt that at some point?
So anyway, so meanwhile, while the girls are having fun at Galatoire's, the guys and Ariana, they're on their swamp tour. Tom puts snakes in like every possible container on his little boat. And then afterwards they gather around for some crabs. And then this is when they're all talking about Katie. And this is when Carter starts sticking up for Katie, which is like a big no-no amongst the guys.
Yes. Well, yeah, that whole thing started because they started talking about the fight and Shay's like, she did that thing where he's like, well, marriage doesn't get easier. It gets harder. I mean, one day you wake up and then Sheena's there, you know? Like, you don't know how you got there. What happened last night? And then they're like, Jax is like, why are you marrying that idiot? And Tom is still drunk. So he's like, well, at least she doesn't take your deepest, darkest issues, Bubba. And Jax is like, please don't marry her, you know. And everyone's just like, don't marry her. And then Carter's like, well, actually, oh, no. It's like, know. Actually, I think the problem might be that you cheated in Vegas. Like, Carter.
Yeah. Don't try. Not on the like, the bachelor party, Carter.
But then it turned had to, then old fucking, like, don't you guys have to see that my friend is hurting? Don't you see that he's hurting? He's trying, I want the best for you, man. I just want you to be happy and stuff, and you're just not happy, man.
It's like a
you're
better life.
That was the site of the second crying.
Oh my God.
Jax counts from the preview. Stassi, Jax in the beginning, and now fucking Tom at an alligator fucking brunch. Like, come on.
Bro, I've known you since day one, bro. You're like, you'll do anything for anyone, like, do better or worse, hard, soft, like, whatever, bro. Ooh.
And then Ariana was like, what's all this crying? I'm going to go back with the girls. I didn't want any of these emotions. I thought I'd be out with the guys doing guy stuff. Yeah, breaking gender roles. Like, God, just.
I didn't hear, and I heard Ariana give, like, you know, the good old college try of, like, well, she's probably just upset about, you know, getting married or whatever. Like, Ariana's, like, not going to defend fucking Katie. She's like, girls have been a bitch to me the past 2 fucking weeks.
Meanwhile, like, just a small tangent. The guy in the boat picked up an entire alligator. Doesn't anyone care? He picked up from the water as if it was like a dog he found on the side of the road. He was like, oh, come here, Claudia. And then
Claudia
picked her up and then was like, here's Claudia, everyone. And yeah, like, good girl, back in the water.
My first small heart attack started.
Oh my God.
I couldn't stop.
The alligator sounds like she comes from a fancy family.
Yeah. With Claudia Jordan Romaine.
And I love that no matter how she's trying to break the gender rules, Ariana can't quite get there. She's like, oh, it's so cute. Like, oh my God, only a girl would be like, that is so cute.
Little alligator.
I would want to, like, start some litigation. Like, he could have been eaten by the alligator, and then we don't know how to drive that fucking boat, and then the alligators are going to all jump on us and kill us because they're just waiting until that one guy's dead. And it's like, you can't just pick up the alligator. You're the only one out here who knows what you're fucking doing. We don't know how to get back to the
mainland.
Yeah.
Now, that is where the show should have gone. Roger Swamp should have been eaten by the thing, taken into the water, and then all the guys and Ariana left on the wind boat and been like, what are we going to do, man? And then they'd be alone out there in the swamp, like, I guess we just got to fucking survive. And then it would be like Vanderpump Rules survival.
Yeah.
Swamp survival.
And the shorts because he's pissed drunk. And nobody knows how to drive that fucking wind boat. It's harder than it looks.
Nobody knows. They would have to sit out there and put a flare.
Yeah,
and then the alligators would come into the boat.
In 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Once they see that fucking Dwayne's dead or whatever.
Yeah.
Dwayne.
It's naked and afraid and I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Then Lisa's going to come in and be like, I don't know about the new menu, but I have to get a whole new wait stop.
They were eaten in New Orleans. I don't know.
All of the old people have been murdered. It's like Lisa's secret plan the whole time to get a fresh cast.
Yeah.
Yes.
I liked how it was around now that they went back to Lisa at Sir, you know, because they always have to check in with her. And she's like, I want 3 new dishes. And then she tells us, you know, I like to keep things fresh around here. So we do these things called specials. I'm like, oh, what an innovation, Lisa.
Yeah, she's like, I like to keep the chefs on their toes. I'm like, quit torturing everyone. This B storyline is a special that needs to be taken off the menu.
Then the
I'd love to see what you could do with a salmon steak.
Jeez. They take the salmon and they poach it.
three items. What will you do? Then, of course, the waitress has to come in. And I hate those outfits. I'm sorry and whatever, but those t-shirt purple
they're so
waitress
ugly.
Outfits.
Yeah.
And she's like, here's from the chef. It's a first tasting dish. It's called cabbage soup. Enjoy.
It looked like vomit. It looks purely like someone Chef Joe has thrown up in a bowl.
Yeah, Chef Joe is no Chef Penny. That's for sure.
That's a diet you do to lose weight for 9 days. So anyone, and we've all done it, you can never touch fucking cabbage soup again.
Yeah.
Or you'll literally shrivel up and die. Yeah. Lisa probably lives on it.
It also shows you how well that staff is trained, because that soup, that bimbo brought the soup out, like, you guys, this is cabbage soup. And it was all over the bowl.
And then she brought up something else. What was the, and they corrected they
brought,
her.
Oh, well, she brought out Lou de Mer, and she's like, here's some loup de mer.
Yeah, and then the lady's like, it's Lou de Mer. And she's like, yeah. I didn't know how to say things. I mean, not that I would know how to say it either, but it's just like, don't make the girl feel like a piece of shit. Come on.
Or you could just call it steak.
And then there's also like an ahi tuna and yellow beet skewer thing with like dangly hair hanging off of it, where the beets were the size of Rubik's cubes. It's like,
I cannot believe you guys watched this. I fast forwarded that shit so fucking hard. I looked at Jiggy with his paws on the table, said, that's so fucking cute, I can kill myself now. And then I said, fast forward this bullshit.
Oh my God, I watched the whole thing. I'll try the food, and then it'd be like, oh, this I can live on. And then, blah, 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 and then the guy, God, I watched every second of it.
Lisa's just trying to break restaurant boundaries. She's like, ahi tuna. Wow.
In a skewer.
The beets are yellow, darling.
Darling, we're going to sear it on the outside, but keep it raw on the inside.
There's not even a beet inside. It's actually an apple.
I actually went to Sir the other night, and Peter was our waiter, because, which was weird. You know, Peter's not a waiter, but he's standing there in the suit, and he's like, would you like some water? Like, he's really awkward. And he looked like he had taken 3 Xanax. It's like, would you like some water? And I was like, wow, you're as exciting in real life as you are on the TV show. No wonder you don't got any lines, bro. Take an Adderall. Like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah. You're like, are you the director of The Riven, sir?
The Riven. Well, I told him they're making you wait tables now. And he goes, well, I mean, we're packed. It's like, okay, drama.
Is he talking about
okay,
shirt?
Drama.
Yeah.
I mean, meanwhile, remember when he put the wig on and looked exactly the same? I was like, Peter, just use your real hair.
That Jax was like, you look like you're from Florida. That was funny. That was funny.
Peter was actually the most believable, I thought, as a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did? I thought Jax looked like that Les from the Road Rules Real World Challenge, which I love. Remember that? Did you guys watch that? You have to.
I haven't watched it in a few years, I have to admit.
Well, her name was Rachel. She's Jewish Les, and he looked fucking exactly like her. I was like, oh my God, he looks just like Rachel from that exact haircut.
I'm gonna have to look.
Anyone out there listening needs to Google that shit. Or and there's, I'm telling you right now, there's like at least 20 people that are like, oh my God, she's so right. And he looked exactly like she's all buff like that too.
Oh,
really? I liked Peter's look. I felt like he was a lady I would run into at Stein Mart or something, you know? Like shopping at the glasses.
Right.
Yes. But early in the morning, because he knows that that's when they put the good stuff out.
Yeah. Exactly. And asking lots of questions of the staff. Like, is there another one of these around? Is it just this one? Oh, okay. Okay. Great. Thanks.
Do you think one of you could help me? If I bought this, could you help me get this price tag off? This glue is so strong.
I thought Tom Schwartz was the most unattractive as a lady, personally.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just because they took his eyebrows off or something. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, my theory is that they all look like shit because they hire drag queens. And so drag queens are making them look like fucking clowns because they're drag queens, you know? And they're like looking crazy on purpose. Those guys could be beautiful as women. But, you know, they need like a good gay to give them advice. Like, don't wear base. You don't need to cover your eyebrows. Mm-hmm. Like, just put on a little mascara. You all look like women. I mean, come on. Except Jax. I don't think there's any helping Jax.
I thought it was interesting that they got into drag and then they went to the Rusty Nail and they're like, wouldn't it be hilarious? We're going to go to the straightest place dressed in drag. And I was like, you know, that's a lot of like white straight male privilege right there. Because if like an effeminate gay guy walked into one of those places, he'd just get like his ass kicked, you know?
Yeah.
That's at least what my thought. Maybe I was getting all like activist-y.
Super open, but yeah, that's true. And also, if they were actual women walking into a sports bar, it'd instantaneously be vultures would be around them, to try and get with them.
Yeah.
I'm looking through my notes. I'm so sorry for the dead air. I'm looking through my notes. I'm like, okay, drag queens, it's over. Bye, everybody. Thanks for coming on. So Ariana was doing her James Kennedy, but with a different accent so she wouldn't get in trouble. She's like, hey, guys, check out my vine.
She made a really hot guy, I thought.
Yeah, she is pretty cute. So then the boys go back over to... She goes to talk to the girls' side for a little while, right? Is this where she was doing that?
Yeah, and this is when the girls are... They've hired a stripper. You know, Katie's all excited. They brought in a cake for Katie, and then the person with the cake is like, guess what? I'm a stripper. And so... And then that's when, like, Stassi does the thing that you were just talking about, where she's like, we're totally having a better time here with our stripper than the guys are. I mean, they're not having a good time. We're having a good time. It's like, okay, you're miserable. We get it.
Like, vaginas! Their stripper looked like Jackson Drag. She did have a very nice body, but she did... She looked just like him. I mean, she had the same wig and everything.
Oh, I couldn't deal with her pussy lips flapping in my face.
Oh my god, that one shot where her legs were open. Yeah. Like, God, Jesus Christ!
Yeah, she was really going there.
Yeah, in her, it's like it's the part before the pussy lips where you're like, oh, it's too too much.
Clapping. Yeah. Okay.
I thought it was awkward when Sheena got in between her legs just to catch a Pokemon. That was a weird moment for me.
I found the Shay! So now Jax is starting. So now everybody's drunk. They're all at bars. Tom Schwartz is wasted drinking everybody's drink. He's like, can you see my penis bubble? Let me pull it out. Like, they're just shit-faced. So this is when Jax is at his best. He's pissing all over the floor, farting all over everything he passes, as Jax does. And then he starts his, you know, Schwartz is over drinking. And, you know, like suddenly Jax cares about this drinking problem that Tom, too, is exhibiting. This is my favorite Jax, because Jax started all of this in the first place. All of this. No one ever would have known about Tom fucking that girl had it not been for Jax.
Oh, yeah.
They even showed the clip of Jax accidentally showing Kristen the tweet or the text message.
Carmen, the best sex Jax ever had.
Oh, Carmen, that's right.
Oh God. Didn't she get dumped in that Sunset Burgers place?
Yeah, exactly.
It was like a Sunset Grill upstairs. No, I think it was a pizza place somewhere on Sunset. But their place was to go to the Sunset Grill. That was like their
Valley. I don't know why I pictured that pizza place in the Valley for some reason, but
yeah, no, it was a pizza place because there was like a pizza rack in between them while he was dumping her.
Yeah, and that fuckface took the pizza to go.
Yeah, that's right. I think it was that they had a romantic date at the Sunset Grill upstairs, and then they broke up at a pizza parlor.
You know what's weird about that is there was another breakup with pizza. Wait, what was the other breakup that was pizza? Oh, Jax. When he broke up with Laura Lee after that AA meeting.
Oh,
she's like,
God.
I'm an alcoholic. And he's like, I'm breaking up with you. They were in front of the Krispy Krust on Sunset and Vine. Yeah. Jax is something about pizza. It's like breaking up with bitches makes him hungry.
Yeah. He doesn't want to be locked down. The pizza gives him freedom. Jax, we mentioned this on Kate Casey's podcast, but I feel like it needs to be mentioned again. The urine stream. I feel like I've never seen that on TV, an actual stream of urine. And they didn't blur it out or anything. And coming out of Jax, it was a little bit too much for me.
He always shows himself taking shits.
I know, but to actually see the bodily fluid coming out of him, see the stream, of urine.
You know, that was just pure drugs and alcohol coming out. That was just like Coors Light and whiskey and shame.
That was basically, just like a drink Tom T would have taken from somebody in that bar. Yeah. It's all
like,
mixed
God
up
damn
shit.
Damn it, I peed on my dress. We've all done that.
Brittany never even noticed.
So, Ronnie, you were saying Jax. So Jax started all this.
So Jax basically started. So he's starting Jax is partners with Kristen. I totally believe this, that they talk and they text and they start shit together like little Real Housewives. Because Jax is starting this, he's an alcoholic because of Katie. It must be something deeper. And then Kristen's like, I think I need to talk to Tom. So the guys go over to the hotel and they're all wasted. And the girls are like, oh, my God, you're like girls. Ha, ha, ha. And then Kristen's like, the most important, the best time to talk to somebody about something serious is when they're wasted in a dress. Can I talk to you, Tom Schwartz? And takes him to the side. And he's like, oh, is it just us? She's like, yeah. Look, I figured something out because I had a really long conversation last night with Katie. And like, this all stems from you fucking that girl in Vegas. And then it goes down.
And then he's like, you're basic. Don't
oh, yeah, you're basic. Basic. That was that's
amazing.
Right.
He's like, well, you like the- are a basic bubba, bubba.
And he's right. I mean, it's like the bachelor party. Why does she bring this up at the height of the bachelor party when he's most drunk? I mean, it's classic Doty.
Yeah, because they had a meeting about it the night before. Julie and I literally saw Lisa, Tom Schwartz. Sorry about the fucking garbage truck in the background. Lisa, Tom Schwartz, Sheena, and Jax having a meeting at Pump like during the day. Not this year, but last year. Like we knew for sure they were having like a full-on storyline meeting. Right.
Welcome to the manipulation meeting, darlings.
Here, yeah, have some cabbage soup to get you ready.
I'm sitting in my chair made out of webs. So we forgot to mention the part where Kristen's like Sheena's bachelorette party, there was like penis straws, but like this bachelorette party, Stassi plan. So it's amazing. We get a murder house.
and then that montage, riveting.
Riveting. But every time they stopped at another room, he's like, well, and then somebody got murdered here. And Kristen's like, yeah, and that guy probably cheated, right? Did he get his nuts cut off and shoved down his throat?
Right, seriously.
Cheating, right? Ugh. Did he take an Uber and someone found out on their cell phone? Okay, Kristen. You're hitting it a little hard, Kristen, okay?
Meanwhile, she's the biggest cheater of them all.
Yeah, Tom Sandoval previews like she cheated on me twice in one weekend.
I mean, in your own home with your best, like, come on, man, lady. Yeah. Come on.
But Kristen's defense is always the same. She's like, yeah, but like I'm not denying it.
Okay.
So what?
Right.
So what, girl?
Well, I love when he's in the elevator and he's like trying to push the button and he's like, you need 10 years of therapy. You need 10 years of therapy, Doty. And he's like trying to push like the door isn't closing. It's not going anywhere. I felt so sorry for Tom.
I know. Yeah. And Carter's trying to like get in the elevator too. He's like, no, man, not tonight, Carter. Not this elevator. Okay, Carter, you can come in, but not you, Doty. Okay, Carter, you get out now. All right, Carter, come back in. But Doty, you come in and then get out.
Yeah, like shut the fucking doors. He's like pushing her out. And what is this? And she's wearing some kind of like configuration. I'm like, is that a shirt? Is it a paper mache?
They're all wearing some sort of like weird kind of like vest short situation. It was strange. Like white tops, white shorts. I didn't really understand what was going on.
At one point, I thought Katie was wearing a full baptism outfit, like that a baby
yeah, wears. Katie, she was. That was like an Italian baptism, totally. Like,
what in the fuck
was
going on there?
Domatoire or whatever.
Yeah, Galatoire.
Galatoire. That was like a Real Housewives of New Jersey baptism, christening outfit or whatever.
For real. Yeah. Exactly, lace. Christening. Yes.
Like lace up to her nostrils.
Just, what? Well, the real key for me was at the very end. So they're fighting, you know, and they're fighting in the room. They get up to the room. Sandoval's yelling. He has taken the wig off. Tom Schwartz yelling, goes in the room, slams the door. The preview, this is the preview for next week. Tom Sandoval then starts crying again. You see, he's so upset. He's so upset, man. He's dying inside. He's crying. He's so upset. And then he kicks the door open, and Tom Schwartz is sitting on the bed, I think, or the bathroom. Yeah, I don't know.
I think he's taking a poop.
And he's smiling.
Yeah.
And he's looking on his phone. Like, if that was the fact that they kept that in, I don't know why they kept that in, because that motherfucker was not sad.
He said
he's like an abused wife, bro. He's like, can I poop? Can I please poop?
Well, also, something super shady was when Schwartz was telling us in his interview, he's like, oh, I'm almost positive we did not have sex. I was like, oh, that's a fun little loophole you left in there for yourself. Interesting.
Yeah,
wording.
But I woke up with her, but I don't think I had sex. Tom number one called it. He's like, Chris is just doing this to make Katie look like less of an asshole this season. Which is totally true. Because Kristen and Stassi and Katie have this thing where they're like, whatever happens, we are unbreakable. Ugh. So like, Kristen even started that fight with Tom. She's like,
look, Tom, I'm going to be so straight up with you, straight up with Stassi. You can check it out on iTunes, wherever you get your other podcasts. Come on.
Really?
The Kristen impersonation is really, really good.
She used to do that a lot, but she stopped doing it this season.
Was that nerve damage from her accident? Is it the new veneers or is it Botox? I couldn't tell. There's something weird going on with like her face in the interviews.
I think it's just like too much modeling, man. You know, like when you've been in front of that camera too long, you just start getting those weird tics. When you're an in-demand model like Kristen Doty.
I like Doty better. Yeah, Doty doesn't. Doty makes me think of Doty Fayed, which was like Princess Diana. That makes me think of crashing in a tunnel. I don't know. It doesn't give me good feelings. But Doty, I like. I can do Doty.
We'll work with that. We'll work on it.
We'll work on it.
Yeah.
What else here? So they were fighting, and Jax is in the room. Brittany's like, I want to go out there and see. They're yelling at each other. And he's like, you don't want to go out there. It's like a 10-year war that I started. We are staying in here. What do you think is going to happen with Carter? Because Carter really is overstepping. Now he's fighting with them. And Tom 2's like, your girlfriend's a fucking bitch cow from hell.
Well, I guess he's going to try and be a cast regular next season is what he's trying to do.
I don't think he has it in him. He's just not enough of a personality, you know?
Yeah, no. He saved her so far. She had nothing to offer this season, though, did she?
No, and I think that that's why suddenly she's doing all of this to get attention, because it's like the end of the season and she hasn't done shit and her boyfriend doesn't speak. They're going to make her break up with him.
Oh,
really? And then go and like fuck Tom Schwartz or something?
Mm. Yeah, she'll do it. You know, she'll just be like, what's my suggestion?
Mm. I mean,
like, you want to fuck your ex again? Okay, I'm in. Yeah. Yes, and I'm in.
Sheena got the golden man. She got so lucky because she was definitely about to get the fucking boot.
Mm. Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah.
I think she
was. I don't think that they would ever boot Sheena because she was the first one. And this, you know, she was like the original, like, well, I remember the black girl, but now I'm like, it's like totally different.
Remember when she broke all of her teeth? I read an article, though, like, it was actually released that she was about to get fired before. She said that they weren't going to have her back. But she did the art. She did the interview. That they were, you know, and then after Shay like left her or whatever, that they are now. Because they filmed, I think they were filming during all of that.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Sheena is, I can't believe I almost said Sheena's the smartest one. But Sheena's the smartest one, I think, because she still lives in some shit apartment with, you know, popcorn ceilings in the valley. Like, I don't even know where that apartment is. But that's a pretty shitty apartment. Like, she's the only one who's not like, I'm going to upgrade my apartment and get a nicer car. I'm going to drive a Honda Accord instead of a Honda Civic. You know, because they're all doing these, like, poor people upgrades. You know, when poor people win like $100 and they're like, I'm putting a down payment on a gigantic TV. She's the only
Jack
one that
like
didn't
four
do
cars.
That. Yes. So Sheena, I think she's saving her money.
We like Sheena in real life. She's our favorite.
Yeah, she seems like a sweetheart. Actually, she once was my waitress at Sir, and she was a really good waitress. She was like attentive. Yeah, she was
Lisa
good.
Lisa Vanderpump said she's the best.
Yeah.
She's Lisa's favorite, and Lisa said she's the best employee.
But she does that thing that I hate that waiters do when they go, hi, ladies, are we ready to order? I hate when they wee everything. Like, this is not a wee.
I hate when they sit down.
Yes.
They do that in Texas so much. That's like a thing in Texas, and I cannot handle it.
Yeah. I do it. I used to do it at waiting tables. If people were, like, mean to me or cold to me, I'd be like, ha, I'd put on my Texas accent. And I'd be like, guys, you don't mind if I say, do you? What do you think of that? And they're like, oh, he's stupid. We'll tip him anyway.
That's where he learned it.
Yep. Learned it at the Cracker Barrel, girl.
Cracker Barrel's coming to LA. Did you know that?
It'll be the same, but I'll try it.
Yeah. I think that brings us to the end of the show. I mean, it's a cliffhanger, which is basically Schwartz saying he doesn't want to get married to Katie anymore, which we know doesn't, you know, They're married.
He forgets.
So.
Come on, guys. I was left in suspense. I'm not sure if the pictures on Instagram were real. I thought those might have been staged, and I kind of hope they were because I didn't really like her wedding dress.
Well, there's two important things that happened with Katie before we sign off. One, okay. Katie was like, that happened like forever ago. Oh, about the cheating when they finally tell her about it. And Stassi's like, what? I never even heard about this. I'm like, yes, you did.
Yeah.
And then
Wait, did you see them all looking at her like, didn't you watch the show?
Yeah. You not like, on that season? Wasn't she on that season?
She
came on like halfway through, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Or that was the season.
Was that last year? I think it was last year.
No, it wasn't the year that we did the after show, which was last year. It was the year before that. So it was the year where her and Katie weren't talking. Remember, and Lisa's where Stassi looks so pretty in that scene. And Lisa's like, you've got to be friends. I mean, you have this age old friendship and she's there and she just got engaged. And then she's like, no, you control everyone. And she storms out of Sir.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was that season.
Yeah.
Oh, so Stassi's like, well, I'm not watching that show. I'm not on it. I'm concentrating on my statement necklace line.
Yeah. Exactly.
Picture frames,
but this episode ended with a very important bit of wisdom from Katie. She's like, Kristen had good intentions when she brought this up, but you can't put toothpaste back in the tube. She's like,
that is okay, a good point.
Thanks.
When you can't get it off of black jeans, because I just got some on my black jeans. Stop. I'm like, I just took it to the dry cleaner.
That is also true.
She's like, I think this took the color out. I was like, bitch, put them back there. Put some chemicals on it. Give back to me. God.
You guys, thank you so much for doing this today.
Thank you for having us.
We love you guys. So go find Dumb Gay Politics on iTunes and tell them where to follow you guys again.
I'm at Mr. Julie Goldman.
And I'm at the Brandy Howard. You guys come to our podcast if you aren't scared to talk about politics.
Yeah.
Oh, I ain't scared.
I am not afraid.
Not scared.
All right.
Oh, good.
All right. Well, we'll hook it up.
Also, when are you guys going to start shooting People's Couch again?
God, when hell freezes over. Never. I mean, like maybe March. we've heard March. But you know, we're always the last to know anything in the whole world. Like they'll call us the week before and be like, I hope no one's like working or on vacation. And we're like, let's cancel everything. Julie's like, I have 10 stand-up comedy dates. I'm like, well, cancel them, you fucking whore.
Well, if you ever need a little gay bestie to drink martinis with you on the couch, call me Batch.
Okay, Batch.
Love you guys.
Love you guys.
We'll talk to you later.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to the podcast today. We really appreciate the love and support you guys show us. If you have a minute, go to iTunes and leave a review. And if you don't want to do that, maybe next time you're talking to your friends about Bravo, you mention the podcast. Spreading the word really helps us grow, and it means the world to us. Also, check us out on Instagram and at Twitter. On Instagram, we're at Watch What Crappens. On Twitter, we're at What Crappens. You can also check out me and Ronnie on both platforms. Ronnie is at Ronnie Karam on both Instagram and Twitter, and I'm at B-Side Blog on Instagram and Twitter. Really, thank you guys so much. We really mean it. We appreciate the support. And even if you do none of those things, we're just happy you're listening. Thanks.